नारायणं नमस्कृतौ नरश्चैव नरोत्तमौ देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जये मुदीरये वेदे रामायणे शैव प्राणी भारते तथा अद्यौचन्ति च मध्ये च हरिः सर्वत्र गीयते मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपास्तमं वन्दे श्रीगुरुदिनतारिणे परमानन्दमाधवं परमानन्दयि माधव पदुङ्गोळु कैतपत्रो परम निर्मत्सराणं सदा वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयनुमूलनं श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृति किंवा प्रीरीश्वर सद्य हृद्यवरुध्यत्र शुश्रूषुभिः तत्क्षण निगमकल्पतरगलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृत द्रव संयुत पीबत भागवतं रसमालयं मूरहो रसिका भुवि वामुका अनर्थोपशमं साक्षात् भक्तिजोगं अधोक्ष्यति लोकस्या जानतो विद्वंसक्री सात्तत्संहिता यस्यां वैश्रूयमाणा यं कृष्णी परमपुरुषे भक्तिरुत्पद्यति पुंसशोकमोहो भयापहा श्रीमद्भागवतं पुराणममलं यद्वैष्णवानां प्रियं यस्मिन् पारमहंसमेकममलं ज्ञानं परं गीयते तत्र ज्ञान विराग भक्ति सहित नैष्कर्म्यमाविष्कृत तत्सुणन सुपठन विचारण परो भक्त्या विमुच्ये नरो अर्थोयं ब्रह्मसूत्राणां भारतार्थो विनिन्नयो गायत्री भाष्यरूपसौ वेदार्थो परिगृहीतो सर्ववेदेतिहासानुसारं सारं समुद्रुतं सर्वेदान्तसारं हि श्रीमद्भागवतं इष्यति तत्र साम चतुर्थस्य नान्यत्र सिद्धति कुचि कृष्ण भक्ति रस स्वरूप श्री भागवतो
कृष्ण भक्ति रस स्वरूप
ताते वेदो शास्त्र होइते परम महतो
ताते वेदो शास्त्र होइते
चारि वेद उपनिषदे यतो किछु होइयो
चारि वेद
व्यासो करिलो संचय
तारो अर्थ लय व्यासो
ये सूत्र देर विषय वचन सुनिवे ओई सर्वनाश
मायावादी बस सुनिवे
चैतन्य चरणी
एकांत आश्रय करो
भागवत दीना मानी से जावन सम भागवत सास्ता अति जन्मी जन्मी प्रभु जन्म तारो सास्ता अति जन्मी हरे कृष्ण 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 हरि 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 राम 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 हरि 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 कृष्ण हरि कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम
राम राम राम हरे हरे नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय नमो भगवती वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवत एट कैंटो चैप्टर 18 टेक्स्ट 13 तं वटुम्बामनं दृष्ट्वा मोदमाना महर्षयो कर्माणि कारयामासु पुरस्कृत्य प्रजापतिं। Translation by Srila Prabhupada. When the great sages saw the Lord as the brahmachari dwarf, Brahmana, they were suddenly very pleased. Thus they placed before them Kashyap Muni, the Prajapati, and performed all the ritualistic ceremonies, such as birthday ceremony. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Vedic civilization, when a child is born in the family of a Brahmana, the birthday ceremony known as Jatakarma is first performed, and then other ceremonies are also gradually performed. But when this Brahmana Rupa appeared in the form of a Bhatu or Brahmachari, his sacred thread ceremony was also performed immediately. If look here, it is said, according to Vedic civilization, when a child is born in the family of a Brahmana, the birthday ceremony known as Jatakarma is first performed, and then other ceremonies are also gradually performed. But when the Brahmana Rupa appeared in the form of a Bhatu or Brahmachari, his sacred thread ceremony was also performed immediately. Because he is a Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan, is not ordinary person or ordinary child. He appeared in 400 forms. We have this discussion here. So Bhagavatam says, he appeared in 400 forms, Vishnu form, holding Sankha Chakra Gada Padma. Then immediately turned into a Bhatu Brahmachari, dwarf. Because he is Bhagavan, he is not ordinary child or ordinary person. So great sages are there, they could understand. So when the great sages saw the Lord as the Brahmachari dwarf Brahmana, they were certainly very pleased. Thus they placed before them Kashyap Muni, the Prajapati, and performed all ritualistic ceremonies such as the birthday ceremony. And all ceremonies immediately they performed one after another. At last, sacred thread ceremony, Upanayana, was performed also. We have 10 dasavidha samskara. In Veda, Vedic civilization, the 10 types, themes, ritualistic ceremony, purificatory ceremony, beginning from Garbhadhana to Upanayana, 10. First is Garbhadhana, when, what do you say, husband gives semen, that means the pregnancy is there. This is Garbhadhana, number one, first. It begins from that. There is a ceremony also, Vedic ritualistic ceremony, we say Garbhadhana. We follow in our Vaishnava society, both husband and wife select, they'll see the panjika, the auspicious day that will be selected, fixed on that day, they'll perform Garbhadhana samskar. You understand? Both husband and wife chant some extra rounds. Every day we are chanting minimum 16 rounds of this Mahamantra. But that day, both of them, husband and wife chant some extra rounds, some say 50 rounds, some say 64 rounds, as Guru says. They should get permission from Guru that we'll produce a child. Guru will give permission, yes, produce a child. Then, in proper period, when there is proper period, the wife will have pregnancy. Then, so they fix up a day, this auspicious day, according to astronomical calculations, So on that day they will perform. In the morning there is some higher sacrifice mentioned in Shastra. And this Gopala Bhatta Goswami has mentioned in Sanskara Deepika. That sacrifice, fire sacrifice will perform. Then the Sankirtan, they'll chant more rounds. Guru has said, chant 15 rounds, both of them will chant the prescribed number of rounds. Always thinking of Krishna, Vishnu, no other thought, you understand? And they'll invite us by the Vaishnavas, feed them. The Vaishnavas come, do Sankirtan, they feed them. This is festival. The Sanskar Kriya and festival also they will perform. So at night, that specific time mentioned also in the Panjika, specific time is mentioned. That time, both husband and wife will, what to say, cohabitation, and there is one mantra is also, in Samveda mantra is there. That mantra will, husband will utter that mantra, then give semina. This is the Garbhadhan Sanskar. Do you understand? It begins from that. Then there is pregnancy, then some mentions in certain months, pregnancy is one, another, second, purification, there is punsabana, then comes simantanayana, then when the child is born, that is jatakarma. Here it says jatakarma. Do you understand? Mahamandir appears, jatakarma. Then birth, when the child is born, that day the jatakarma sanskara. I will find in Bhagavatam, here it is, you find, also in 10th canto, when Krishna was born, Balaram was born, do you understand? Gargamuni came, Vasudeva sent to Nanda Gokul, Gargamuni, his priest, who performed the sanskaras. Do you understand? Jata karma, nama karana, all the sanskaras his give name giving, do you understand? Jata karma, niskramana, nama karana, name giving, paustika karma, annaprasana first, taking rice, then annaprasana, then chudakarana, saving, then last tenth is upanayana, second state. Giving mantra, second state. You understand? Ceremony, 10 types of. And immediately all ceremonies are performed there. Because Vamandev is Bhagavan. But one after another, in proper time, we perform. But nowadays, in this Kali Yuga, is not performed. Kalo sarve sudra sambhava. In Kali Yuga, all are sudras, no Brahman. You understand? All are sudras. They never perform all these things, they never accept Veda. Varnasrama dharma. Chaturvarna maya srushtam guna karma vibhagasa. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, according to guna and karma, the four varna and ashram vibhag is there. Do you understand? And Krishna has created it. It's created by the Lord. And it is scientific. It must go on. In Bhagavad Gita is explained clearly. There are three modes of material nature. Goodness, passion, and tamanguna, ignorance. Do you understand? So in whom this goodness predominates, sattva-guna predominates is natural brahmana. Is natural brahmana. You'll act naturally as a brahmana. Because prakriti kriyamanani guni karmani sarvasa ahankara vimuratma kartamhiti manyate. Bhagavad Gita says, prakriti means nature, material nature. The mode, material mode will act. Isn't it? This mode will act. That's fact. In conditional state, you are under material mode of, you understand, clutches of maya, under material nature, the three modes. The nature acts. Prakriti kriyamanani, guni karmani sarvasya, ahankar vimudatma kartam. Angiti manyate, but who is builder soul ahankar, in whom false ego is very great, he says, I am the doer. Jiva bole, ami kori tai satya noy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that's not true. who is Ahankara Vimudatma, which pure soul, false ego is very great, he said, I am the Buddha. That's not true. You are not true. Prakriti Kriyamani, the material nature acts. Do you understand? If in whom this material mode of goodness predominates, that Sattva-guna acts, or he acts naturally as a Brahmana. In whom passion, Rajaguna predominates, in natural Kshatriya. He must act as Kshatriya. Do you understand? In whom there is mixture of Raja and Tama, he will act as Vaishya. Krishikurokhyabhanichi, Vaishya Karma. Naturally, he will do that thing. In whom Tamaguna predominates in natural Sudra, he will serve other three varnas. That means he will be servant. Do you understand? And Kali Sarve Sudra Sambhava. In Kali, all are Sudras because all are in mode of ignorance. Passion of ignorance, some Vaishyas and Sudras. Do you understand? They say, give me employment, give me employment, give me employment. Otherwise, unemployment, unemployment, unemployment. And government gives unemployment what? Benefits. Do you understand? Because our unemployment is there. They are all sudras. Give me employment, give me. If government cannot give employment, they give me unemployment benefit, give me money. Fee. Do you understand? That is going on. So Varnashram Dharma is there, but in Kali Yuga it is not properly executed. Do you understand? It is not properly executed. And the Varna is determined according to Guna and Karma, but in Kali Yuga it is determined according to birth. So it is known as Asur Varnashram Dharma. Do you understand? Asura Varnashram Dharma. But real Varnashram Dharma is Daiva Varnashram Dharma. In Gita it's discussed. Sokarmana Tamabhyacha Sidhribindati Manava. Varnashrama Charavata Purusena Parapuman. Vishnu Raradhyate Pantha Nanyatattva Sakaranam. Vishnu Purana says. Do you understand? Padma Purana says. The aim of Varnashram Dharma is to worship Lord Vishnu through your occupational duty, please him. That is Daiva Varnashram Dharma. Do you understand? Varnashram Charavata Purusena Parampuman Vishnu Raradhyate Pantha Nanya Tattva Sakaranam. Through your Varnashram activities, you should worship Lord Vishnu and satisfy him, please him. That is Daiva Varnashrama. Gita says the same thing. So karmana tamabhyarcha siddhibindati mano, 18th chapter. Gita says, through your occupational duty, worship Lord Vishnu and Krishna. Do you understand? Karmarpana, afar the result of your karma to Lord Vishnu, Krishna. Satisfy. That is Daiva Varnashrama. In Kali Yuga people are not doing that thing. Through their Varnashram activities, their occupational duties, activities, they satisfy their own senses, maintain their own livelihood. That is Daiva Varnashram. Not Daiva, that is Asur. You understand? So if there is Asur Varnashram Dharma, then three types of baths, what you say, are spoiled. There are three types of baths. 10th canto of Bhagavatam says, dhikjanma nastriprata vidyam dhikbratam dhikbahu jnatam dhikkulam dhikriyadakhyam vimukhaje tu adhokhyade. Do you understand? Adhokhyada means Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Vishnu or Krishna is adhokhyada. You cannot measure him through your material senses. That's adhokhyada. If somebody, some person has not developed Krishna consciousness, God consciousness, do you understand? Completely forgotten Supreme Lord Krishna, Vishnu, So his three types of baths are spoiled. Sokra, Savitra, Jagginko. Three types of baths are there. You understand? First bath from the semen is Sokra Janama. Sokra means semen. You understand? Then accept Guru, purificatory ceremony is performed, then second bath. You understand? That is known Savitra Janama. Then when he becomes Brahmana, gets mantra dikshana to perform yajna. You understand? That the third bath is known as Dakhya. Do you understand? That is Dakhya or Jagginka. Do you understand? Three types of baths. So his three types of baths are spoiled if he is forgetful of Supreme Lord Krishna. Do you understand? He is not Krishna conscious. Three types of baths are spoiled. Dik. In Bhagavata it is said, Mukhavahu Rupadebhyo Purushasyasrami Saha Chattvara Jagyirivarna Guni Vipra Dayo Prithak Jayesam Purusham Sakhyadatma Pahomishwaram Nabhajanti Yavadananti Sthana Vrashta Patinti Adha. 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th chapter, 2nd and 3rd verse, you may refer. The universal form, Virata Purusha, you understand? His head, head portion, then arm portion, belly portion and leg portion, four divisions. From head portion, Brahmanas come out. From arm portion, Kshatriyas come out. Belly portion, Vaishyas come out. Leg portion, Sudras come out. You understand? So, it says, Chattvara Jagnya Parnanguni Vipradaya. Four ashramas, four varnas. But if they won't worship or do bhajan of their father, Supreme Lord Vishnu or Krishna, then they will fall down from their respective places, positions. Do you follow me? This Bhagavatam verse says, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Chari Varna Ashrami Yadi Krishna Nahi Bhaje, Swakarma Karitiya Se Naurove Padhe. One may be following this Varna Ashram Dharma, but not the Iva Varna Ashram Dharma, is following Azo Varna Ashram Dharma. You understand? But those who follow Azo Varna Ashram Dharma, they don't worship Krishna or Vishnu through their occupational activities. They satisfy their own senses. Do you understand? They are not engaged in Krishna bhajan, but they are doing occupational duties. They are ultimate. What do you say? Destination is Raurava Narka. They'll go to a Narka, hell, named as Nauraka, Raurava. Do you understand? Yes. Chari Vannasrami Jadi Krishna Nahi Bhaje Swakarma Karideva. Though he is performing his swakarma, swadharma, but not doing Krishna bhajan, he must go to hell, Raurava. Do you understand? That is stated. Especially in Kali Yuga, there are no Brahmanas. Kalu sarve sudra samba, all are sudras. Kali means sinfulness. There is quarreling and hypocrisy is there. Vivada, quarreling, tarka, dambha, pride is there. Do you understand? All are very puffed up, very proud. Hambarai, I am great. This is called Kali Yuga. Two persons quarrel, two groups quarrel, two nations quarrel, two states quarrel. Isn't quarreling going on? This is called Kali Yuga. Quarreling and hypocrisy. And everything is spoiled. No purity is here in Kali Yuga. Sinful activities are rampant. Do you understand? The consciousness is not pure, it is impure consciousness. And the conditioned soul has four defects. Brahma pramada vipralipsa karana patava. Isn't it? Vipralipsa means cheating, to cheat, cheating propensity. And all are cheating, do you understand? One another, do you understand? This is the age of cheating. My Guru Maharaj said, this is an age of cheaters and cheated. Yes, cheaters and cheated. Cheating going on. So how can you expect purity? All impure, you see. Huh? Food poisoning is there. No pure food you'll get. It's poisoning. Adulteration, isn't it? You cannot get anything pure. It's all adulterated. There says, pakka pure ghee. Brand is there. But you say adulterated ghee. Yes, because your consciousness is polluted. Huh? How can you expect purity in Kali Yuga? No question at all. All are adulterated. Everything is adulterated. Your consciousness is adulterated, foiled. So everything. Yes, cheating propensity is great. So semen is adulterated. There is no purity in semen in Kali Yuga. Do you understand? The so-called brahmanas, those are the head portion of the society, intelligent person. Huh? Do you understand? The brahmanas are considered the guru of the three varnas, Vaishya, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra. But so-called brahmanas, they have no purity of the semen. So how can they produce Brahman child? The semen is not pure. It's polluted, contaminated semen, adulterated semen. Therefore, only in Pancharatrika Dikya, if they'll accept Vaishnava Guru, huh? Do you understand? Gaura Priyajana, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprasad, Vaishnava's Guru, and he will perform Dikya, I'm saying, initiation. This purificatory ceremony, Guru will perform. That is Pancharatriko Dikhya Vidhan only is recommended in Kali Yuga. Then there will be purificatory ceremony, purity will be maintained. Then will follow regulative principles strictly, Guru will give you, and chant Harinam, 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 Nami, Vakevalam, Kalunasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Vakatiram, Kali Yuga. No other way, except of Harinam. Thus so, then there is purity. Do you understand? Purity will be maintained. Then he becomes Dvija, gets second birth, Dvija. Jatha kanchanatam jati kansyam rasavidhanataha tadadikhyavidhanena dvijatam jayati nirnam. You know it? Jagadatma, you know it? Why not? This famous verse. Jatha kanchanatam jati kansyam rasavidhanataha tadadikhyavidhanena dvijatam jayati nirnam. A bell metal is turned into gold when you it is mixed with some chemicals. Isn't it? Similarly, by this Pancharatrika Dikhya Vidhan, a human being will become Dvija. Get second birth, Dvija means Viprata, means Brahmana. Otherwise, Kalau Sarve Sudra Sambhava. Do you understand? Nobody is born as Brahmana. Everybody is born as Sudra. Access Vaishnava Guru. And Guru performs this purificatory ceremony. You understand? And does sadhana bhajan under Guru's guidance, studies Veda, then he becomes Dvija Brahmana. And my Guru Maharaj says, we are creating Brahmana. In Kali Yuga there is no Brahmana, it's headless society. Brahmanas are head portion, no head. Then if there is no head, then what is the value of this body? Useless. There is no head in the society, the headless society. What is the value of the society? So we are creating Brahmana. That's right. And especially Kali Yuga Brahmana, Jati Brahmana, caste Brahmanas. Varaha Purana says they were demons of other ages. Those who were demons in other ages, they are born as Brahmana in Kali Yuga. Jati Brahmana. Do you understand? Rakshasa Kalingasrityo Jayanti Brahmajonisu Utpanna Brahmana Kuli Bhadanti Sutriyan Krishan. The demons in other yugas, in Kali Yuga, are born in Brahmana family. Do you understand? And they say, we are Brahmana. Do you understand? And they are harassing the gentlemen, sober persons. Do you understand? Those are sober persons, gentlemen, they are harassing such Brahmanas because they are demons. They'll find such Brahmanas. Yes. With big, big belly. Brahmatattva nadanati brahma sutrena garbhita. They don't know Brahmatattva. They're very proud of having this Brahma Sutra, this sacred thread. I am Brahman. Don't you know? Do you understand? You go and see, find such Brahmanas there. And they are always expecting that you will give them some bhojan and give them some dakshina. Dakshina. If you won't give, they will use such filthy languages, very nasty language, you see. You see, such Brahmanas you'll find, you see. Because they are rakshasas. They are demons of others. They are born only to harass the sober person, gentleman. And they are doing. In Chaitanya Bhagavata, Vrindavan Das Thakur has said, Eisakala Rakshasa Brahmana Namatra, Esava Loka Jamadata Narapatra. Kali Yuga Rakshasakala Vipra Ghare, Janmi Vipra Sujana Hinsa Garivare. E Vipra, Esa Vipra Sparsa Kadha Namaskar Dharma Sastra Kadha Nijal Garivare. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, all these demons are Brahmanas in Kali Yuga, demons of other Yugas. And they will go to hell and suffer in there. That prophecy was there. All these demons will born as Ravana family in Kali Yuga. And tell, say that we are Brahmanas. And they will burn. They will be born to harass the sober person, gentlemen. Esava viprayer sparsakatha namaskar dharma sastra sarvada nishad karivar. Dharma sastra in Vedic scriptures forbidden. Don't touch this so-called brahmanas, those who are demons and others. Don't touch them, don't talk with them, don't pay namaskar to them. Yes. Demons. They are Sudras. Who are Sudra? Who is Sudra? Kali, in Kali Yuga, all are Sudra. Mahabharata Salya Parva says, Hinsanrita Priyaludha Sarva Karmopa Jeevinaha Krishna Saucha Paribhrastaste Dvija Sudra Tangata Sarva Bhakhyarate Nityam Sarva Karma Karva Suchi Tyakta Vedastanachara Savai Sudra Itismutaha. Mahabharata. Those are Sudra, those are very envious persons. They always speak lies, they never say truth. Liars. Very greedy persons. You understand? And they, to earn their livelihood, they can take up any occupational duty. Even they sell dip, they sell liquor. Do you understand? They tend as hogs. Yes. For livelihood. Sarva karma ko jeevina. Yes. They are Sudras. They always do all sinful activities, non-cleanliness. So so-called Brahmanas, they do all these things in Kali Yuga, so they are Sudras. And they can eat anything. They drink liquor, they eat beef also, chicken, ganja, isn't it? Yes, they are eating stone. They never follow the Vedic. They don't study Veda, they have no knowledge, Vedic knowledge. They don't follow the Vedic principles, they violate all Vedic principles, Vedic etiquette. They are anachari, not sadachari. They are Sudras. And this is going on. So all our sutras. You understand? So we have strict regulatory principles. Vedic etiquette we follow. Vedic principles we follow. Strict enforcement. Guru has said, do this, don't do this. Some do, some don't do. That's Vaishnava. He's Brahman. He's Brahman. Then you can understand that brahmatattva no janati brahma sutrena garbhita tenaiva sacha papena vipra pasur udahruta atri sangita says. This is called Isha Brahmana. He doesn't know brahmatattva. Do you understand? But he is very proud having this brahma sutra, sacred thread. So atri sangita says, such Brahman is a beast. Pasu is a beast. He cannot be categorized as a human being, he is a beast. Do you understand? He is only by name Brahmana, not real Brahmana. Only name. Name Brahmana. Jatha kashtabayo hasti, jatha charmamayo murgaha. Jasya vipra anadhyan strayaste nama vibhrati, Manu Sangita says. In a wood you have framed a, made a, an elephant and painted it nicely. It looks like elephant, but not real elephant. It's my name elephant. Charmamaya Bhruga. Do you understand? You have covered up a frame of Mruga deer with deer skin. Do you understand? It looks like deer, but it's not deer. It's only name only deer. Do you follow my language? Similarly, vipra-anadhyāna. Vipra, a Brahman who doesn't do Vedadhyana, Vedic study, never acquires Vedic knowledge. Do you understand? It's devoid of Brahma-tattva. It's by name only Brahman. It's not real Brahman. Do you understand? Again, Manu Sangita says, Atava astana dhiyan pratigraha rujit dvijaha ambhasyasma plavane iva sahatene iva majjati. If you get up a vessel made up of stone to cross over this ocean, what will happen to you? The rider with the vessel will be drowned in the mid-ocean, isn't it? Because the vessel made up of stone. If you ride on it, what will happen to you? The rider along with the vessel will be drowned. Similarly, a Brahman who has no tapasya, who has no Vedic knowledge, devoid of Vedic knowledge, never studies Veda, Brahman is devoid of Vishnu Tattva, Brahma Tattva, if you give him some charity, do you understand? So both, the Brahmana and you give her, both of them will go to hell. Do you follow me? Language, that is said. Teneva samajjati. So don't invite such Brahmanas and give them some donation. Then both of you will go to hell. Adhikacharya, was born in Brahmana family, who lives in village, Brahmana Sasan, Adhikacharya Prabhu, he performed his Pitru Shraddha. Do you understand my language? Pitru Shraddha. What is that? What do you say in English? Yes. Anniversary, Shraddha ceremony. And this is Vedic etiquette, Vedic principle, that on that Shraddha day you must invite some Brahmana and feed them. That's Vedic principle. He invited Haridas Thakur. He didn't invite so-called Brahmanas, because Kali Yuga non Brahmana, Sutra. Haridas Thakur was born in Mahometan family. But he is Namacharya. Mahaprabhu has made him Namacharya. Day and night, 24 hours, He's always engaged in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Never sleeps, no eating. Always immersed. He's such an elevated Vaishnava. And give him Sada Patra, ready. Ardhas Thakur says, I am Mletso, I am Javan, born in Mahamadan family, I am not Brahman. You are Brahman, you are staying, living in Brahman society. They will excommunicate you. If you invite, give me, feed me in this day. But Bodhisattva says, no, what Shastra says I do. I am not afraid. Shastra says, you are real Brahman. Tumi bhojan kale hoy koti Brahman bhojan is. If you will eat crores of Brahmanas, I will get the result of feeding crores of Brahmanas. If only you will eat. Yes, he is a real Brahman, pakka. Wednesday, that he did. But if you invite so-called Brahmanas, the Kali Yuga Brahmanas, real, not real Brahman by name only Brahman, and give them feeding, feed them, and in whom the Sattva Guna is predominating, he is natural Brahman. He is natural Brahman. But those are born in the Brahman family, but devoid of Brahmanical qualifications. They are Jati Brahman. Those who are natural Brahman, they are Vaishnavas. They are Vaishnavas, natural Brahman. So they get naturally all pay them respect. They are respected throughout the world. But those are Jati Brahman, caste Brahman, they only get respect from there. What do you say? Those who know them. Some family priest. If there is a priest in some family, and that family members will pay them respect. Otherwise you cannot get universal respect. Brahmarnika Upanishad says, Tameva dhira vijnaya prajnan kurvita brahmana. Who is real Brahmana? He knows Brahma-tattva. Do you understand? He is a self-realized person. He has realized Brahman, that is Supreme Lord, and he develops prem-bhakti. Do you understand? That's real Brahmana. Again, that Brahmanika Parishad says, the opposite word of Brahman is Kripana. The Brahmana, the opposite is Kripana. Brahman is magnanimous, whereas Kripana is very narrow-minded. Do you understand? Jovayata dakhyaram gargya vidyata asmal lokapaiti sa Kripana tho. Jovayata dakhyaram gargya vidyata asmal lokapaiti sa Brahmana. Prabhupada has quoted that verse in Bhagavad Gita. Karpanya dosa pahata svabhav krutsamitam dharma samurta, second chapter. In purport he has quoted this verse. Who is Brahman, who is Kripana? One who knows this achyuta vastu, that Supreme Lord who is infallible, and leaves this world, he is Brahmana. But one who doesn't know this achyuta vastu, without knowing achyuta vastu, leaves this world, he is Kripana. You follow? Jo anadhitya dvija vedan natra kuruti esramam sa jivanneva sudratam asugatshati sanmaya. After upanayana, do you follow my words? Upanayana? Tenth purificatory ceremony is upanayana. Here it says, this sacred third ceremony was also performed immediately. That is upanayana, tenth ceremony. Sacred thread giving ceremony. After upanayana, if some dvija, do you follow dvija? Twice born brahmana doesn't stay in guru gruha and doesn't study Veda under the guidance of guru and enters into the society and earns money by any sort of occupational duty, even selling liquor or beef, do you understand? Engages in other activities, immediately becomes Sudra and all. The children he'll produce, his dynasty will be the dynasty of Sudras. Do you follow? That is what he said. And this is going on in Kali Yuga. This one, therefore it said, Kalau Sarve Sudra Sambhava, in Kali Yuga all are Sudras. Shvetashvetar Upanishad says, Jasya Devi Parabhartir, Jatha Devi Tatha Guru, Tasyite Kathidayatha Prakashaste Mahatmana. One who has another devotion towards Supreme Lord, similarly he has such devotion towards Guru. Do you understand? He is real Vaishnava, Brahman, and all Vedic tattva, do you understand? Vedic knowledge, Ved tattva, manifest before him. Do you understand? He acquires it by the kripa of Guru and Krishna. That is Vaishnava. He is real Brahmana. So we perform these ritualistic purificatory ceremonies in our society, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, beginning from Jataka, I would say, Garbhadhana to Upanayana. It's better to perform all these 10 types of purificatory ceremonies. Brahmachari, dwarf. So all these 10 types, 10 purificatory ceremonies performed simultaneously, immediately, the same day. Great rishis they perform. Now so-called Brahman society nowadays, they perform the same day when at the Upanayana. When they perform Upanayana ceremony, the same day they perform all 10. The same day they perform. So-called Brahmana. Jat Brahmana. You understand? Because it is only farce, it's dhanga. It is only farce, nothing else. Follow. Have you seen, attended such ceremony? Not attended? Nobody has invited you? If you stay here someday, such invitation may come to you, then you can see how they do farce. The same day they perform the all 10, beginning from Garbhadhana to Upanayana. This 10 samskara, dasavidha samskara. I'm calling it. Garbhadhana tharu arambakari Upanayana parjanta. We first said it. We have these 10 types of samskara. Yes. Yes. Garbhadhana, first is Garbhadhana. Punsavana. Third is Simantanayana. Fourth is Jatakarana. Fifth Niskramana. Sixth Namakarana, name giving. Seventh Kaustika Karma. Eighth Annaprasana. First time taking grain, then Chudakarana, saving, then Upanayana, tenth. This 10 samskaras. So one day, this Brahman, there was all samskaras were there. You understand? But nowadays in Kali Yuga Brahman, they do all 10 samskaras on the same day Upanayana. This is a farce only. You cannot do like that. It's only Bhagavan's case. And when they become Bhattu, Brahmachari, then he must go to and stay in Guru's ashram. He cannot stay with his father and mother in the society because he's Brahmachari now. He has accepted Guru. He will go and stay there, study Veda, and for Guru he will collect Bhikkha. So Brahmachari holds danda and begging bowl, then begs Bhikkha. Then he goes to Guru's ashram. He can stay now. Then completing his education, Vedic study, Vedic education, then Guru says, your education is completed now. Then he'll give Guru Dakshina, then he'll return. By the permission of Guru, he'll return to his parents' house, then he'll accept a wife and married and a householder. That is a samavartan, returning. Otherwise he cannot come to the parents. You understand? Now he's brahmachari, he'll go. So this, he goes away. He said, my father made me brahmachari, so I cannot stay with my father, mother, so I am going to the forest to stay in Guru's house. But there is no Guru in forest. Anyhow, this is only farce. Then his maternal uncle goes, all right, I'll give you marriage, please come back. Then he comes back. Then he comes back, again, immediately comes back. You understand? And engages himself in all these nonsensical activities. Never studies Veda, never does any tapasya, no sadhana, nothing. Such brahmana, in Kali Yuga brahmana. No other vidhi is recommended in Kali Yuga. Only Pancharatriya vidhi is recommended.
What is this Bhagavad vidhi?
Oh, there is one vidhi. It is Bhagavad vidhi. Other words they say Vaidika vidhi. Ved vidhi. Do you understand? As mentioned, in Kali Yuga, that's not recommended. Only Pancharatriya vidhi is recommended. Because no so-called brahmanas are there, who can utter this Vedic hymns correctly. You understand? So other yajñas are also forbidden, only Nam yajña is recommended. Similarly, this Bhagavad Vidhi or Vedic Vidhi, Sanskar, purificatory ceremony, is not recommended. Because only Pancharatriya Vidhi, Mahaprabhu introduced, that we follow. Thereby one becomes purified, and becomes Vaishnava, accepts Vaishnava Guru, especially Gaura Priyajana, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, under his guidance does sadhana bhajan, and that Guru performs purificatory ceremony, gives opium, gives mantra, gives sacred thread, you understand? That is upanayana. He becomes Vaishnava, pakka brahman. Vaishnava means pakka brahman.
We were hearing about you describing Vanashram, four orders. Sometimes there's some confusion because it appears devotees say, I'm a Sudra, but I'm undergoing a purificatory process and I'm becoming Brahmana. So this causes some confusion.
Janmana jayate Sudra, when he's born is Sudra. When accepts Guru and Guru performs this purity, then he becomes Brahmana. Dvija, second birth. I say three births, Shaukra, Savitra, Daikya or Jagyika. Three births, I said. Yes.
So someone who follows this direction under the guidance of bona fide spiritual master, he becomes actual Brahmana?
Yes, actual Brahmana. Become Vaishnava means he's perfect Brahmana. He's natural Brahmana. Who achieves the stage of sattva. Yes.
He's situated in such
sattva-gun.
Sattva-gun.
Yes, he's natural Brahmana.
So someone who undergoes this process but he's not successful, he's still a Sudra.
He's still a Sudra. But his Guru, Guru makes him, tries. His Guru makes him Brahmana. You understand? If you follow his Guru's instruction as it is, and does sadhana bhajan under the guidance of Guru, must become a Brahmana. Yes, definitely.
Gradually.
Gradually.
Sometimes Prabhupada said, I have given you this Brahman initiation, but now you must get the qualification again.
Yes, I give you Brahman initiation. You must now qualify yourself as a Brahmana. Yes, qualify yourself. That's Prabhupada said.
you are not fit, you are not qualified, but I give you this thing, now you qualify yourself. Similarly, Prabhupada gave sannyas. You are not qualified to get sannyas. But Prabhupada gave them. He is so merciful for this organization, keep up the organization, it's a wide, worldwide organization. Sannyasi means also to obey him, pay him away. He'll manage things, nobody will disobey. But he said, qualify sannyasi. You are not qualified, you have no qualification to become a sannyasi. But I give you sannyasi. Now you qualify yourself. Otherwise, if you won't qualify, then you'll fall down. So therefore they are fall down, so they that's a fact. We have one saying here in Uriya. Kandhare pahile bhaji sikandh. Do you follow? What saying? You don't know how to play mridanga. So one person placed mridanga on your neck. Then you, hey, now it is placed on my neck. I must learn how to play. Do you follow? The same thing. I am not a qualified person to become sannyasi. But my Guru Maharaj so mercifully gave me sannyas. So I must qualify now myself as a sannyasi. Otherwise I cannot stay in this position. I must fall down. That is the reason. They don't qualify themselves as sannyasi, so they fall down. They become rather proud, pride. I am sannyasi, I am guru, I am great. Sadhuna, finished. They fall down.
In this movement, there seems to be a phenomena that people were given positions, but you say become qualified, but who's there to train them? Who is there to train them as what is qualified?
Guru. Guru is there. Who gave you such position? Who awarded you? Who awards you sannyas? He is there to give you training, accept the training.
Apparently it doesn't seem that way, though they were given those positions and now get out, preach. Apparently it doesn't seem like there was training.
No, that is your responsibility. That is you have to do. I have been given this position. I have been awarded now sannyas. I must qualify myself as sannyas. Sannyasi. Otherwise how can I stay in this position? I must fall down. How many days will you pause?
Like the idea of personal guidance doesn't seem to have been there. It seems to more that was left to the speculation as to what...
You should seek such a person and get guidance. Get yourself trained. Real sannyas. Become. Otherwise you cannot stay in that position. How long will you pause? You understand? Day will come, Krishna will expose. You are what? You are not a sannyas. You are not a brahman, you are a sudra. Lower than that. Krishna knows. How long you'll pose? That story is there. Blue jackal.
Blue jackal.
Yes, blue jackal. By chance he fell into a... that... part of that blue dye of the washerman. And the whole body was blue. It's very wonderful. Became a wonderful creature, looking wonderful. Then came to the forest and declared, I am king, I have come from the heaven. I am king of the beast, I am king. I said, yes, wonderful creature. Why such is not found here? He must be heaven, from heaven he was sent. So they made him king. Do you understand? Then he was just posing. So that in the evening when all jackals began howling, Hokka ho! He said, Hokka ho! I am jackal! Beat them! So how long will you pose? So such is the case. The real soul is revealed now. This thing is going to qualify. Otherwise you can't stay in that position. You must fall down. Yes. Now that's going on. Thank you.